And we're going to play a couple of tracks as part of the podcast. So this is always the most trickiest question to answer, but which two tracks on the album do you think best characterize it?
I was hoping that you were going to say, which two tracks are your favorites? Because that I could answer.
You can do it that, yeah, you can say your two favorites.
I'm going to say RX and Dive Right In.
They claim that no man, no man's an island. But if I were to be that, I'd be this one. This place is not. Just as the same, don't make it so way, it just clicks on. Dive right in now.
This is Going Underground, a podcast from the music and arts blog yourcalling.co.uk. I'm your host Graham Smith, and this week I'm joined by Swedish singer-songwriter August Green, and we're chatting about his new album Vignettes. The album was recorded entirely within a church in the Netherlands, so I started by asking August more about how he wound up in such an unusual studio.
I moved to the Netherlands from Sweden, and I was looking for a studio space for a while, and ended up having access to use an old abandoned church. And I mean old by some people's standards. It's 100 years old. Getting access to that kind of space felt very special because I grew up singing in choirs. I'm not necessarily a believing Christian, but I always grew up in the church, so to speak, because often when you have a musical background, that's where you sort of gather. And I sang a lot in church, in choirs. So when I got access to this place, it was just this golden opportunity to try to rediscover that side of my musicality and background. So that became the idea that the whole out like that I wanted to create a larger body of work, and that the album was going to be shaped sonically by this space.
And what inspired you when you're writing the songs? I mean, who were you listening to? You know, what were you consuming? What was going through your mind?
The name Vignettes is really a reflection of the lyrical content of the album. It reflects different slices of my life. Like every song on its own is a small slice of a phase or a day in my life, which leads me into what inspired it was being in just this like vast hall, just having it for yourself, being able to run around, play around, find cool echoes, find, you know, like weird spots and mic up one of the pews and play it with a few drumsticks. Like that was, of course, hugely inspiring. The songs are inspired a lot from personal reflection, introspection. As far as musical influences go, I have a lot of musical influences. I've gone through lots of genres in my creative endeavors throughout my life, but I would say that Simon and Garfunkel, Joni Mitchell, the kind of early, like more melodic folky stuff is a big influence for me. I would say that a natural extension from that is Bon Iver. And also he has lots of gospel influences, which also then fits into the whole church vibe. So Bon Iver is a huge influence for me.
And what was the recording and production process like for the album?
First, I had my control room in my studio. I set up one of the rooms at the like the wing of the church, like the wing beside the altar. And so I had my little space there and I worked there for a while, but then I had like this epiphany that even though I might be able to control the sound a little bit more in here, I was just feeling that whenever I went out into the big hall, I got the feels more out there. So then I moved that whole station out there. Actually, in the end, it ended up sonically sounding better. So I was trying things around in the church for a few months. And I wasn't really like I had the idea of the concept that the space was going to inspire everything. You know, you were going to hear my choir background influences, you were going to hear some Swedish folk influences, and the kind of modern indie folk was going to tie it all together. But I actually didn't really end up feeling happy about it. When you come home and you, what does they say in the music business? They look at dailies. That's what they say. Like they, you know, like, so you like spend a day that just recording and stuff, and then you go home and like, and you listen through what you've done. Then I wasn't really feeling too happy about it. So I have a friend who is called Ed Begley. I asked him to help me produce a song, and I played the material I had, the songs that were already written. And he said, I want to produce that one. And that's the second song on the album called RX. And then we went into the studio, spent a day, and I was very unsure about it at first, I gotta say. But it started growing on me for like a week. And then we went back, yeah, a week later or whatever it was, and almost finished the whole song. And from then, I just knew what to do with the rest of the songs as well. That like sort of started the flow. That was like, okay, I have a sound now. Now I have all these other songs, and I wrote a few more, but I have all these other songs, and now I know how to package them.
Put yourself where you are, in a dead spot in the woods. Your phone's a dusty relic there. It's probably what you want, as long as you've got the goods. Sheltered completely unaware, as the seasons change, people grow. Nothing stays the same just 'cause you pressed on. You can't make this bus come to a halt. It's already gone with passengers on.
And how would you describe that sound to someone who hasn't heard you before?
I would describe it as pretty large sound and pretty ethereal. It's indie, like it's an indie folk sound with a choral twist. It uses the spaciousness and the harmonic nature of a lot of choir music as well. It has so many different levels of element. It has choir singing. It has this old, like, bashed up piano that we pushed for a mile up the hill in rain, by the way. And I tune it to my best capacity, and Ed, who's a fantastic pianist, recorded the song on that, and there's a lot of elements of it in RX. It's already gone, the passenger soul.
Thanks to August Green for being this week's guest. His new album Vignettes is available now from all the usual places. I hope you'll join me again next week when I'll be chatting about the Sunday Someday compilation, which brings together a group of queer artists from across the world. See you soon.